From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Jenny Venora, the president and CEO of Harry Norman Realtors. Jenny, it's great to have you.
Delighted to be with you. Thank you so much.
You know, despite the challenges of this past year, the residential real estate market has really been booming. How has your organization capitalized on these market opportunities and transformed your process to continue to be successful in this new remote environment?
You're right, the market really has been booming. And after a short pause during the shelter in place, it has returned stronger than ever. And Harry Norman Realtors, our business is built on providing an exceptional client experience. So at all times, we've been challenging ourselves to ensure that this is 100% the case, even despite challenges that may be at hand. Even prior to sort of being forced into the virtual world, we had a lot of tools in place because of the highly mobile nature of our business and of our agents. And so that really enabled us to fairly smoothly move into sort of the new norm, if you will. But I'm happy to say that even though there were still some traditional things that had to be done in person, we were able to rapidly adjust, thanks in part to our amazing agents and the flexibility of our family of services partners. Mortgage and title, to be specific, we were able to seamlessly see that all of our clients had a great experience in person or virtually, whatever the case may have been. And when you work with great partners who share that same level of dedication to an exceptional client experience, everybody benefits.
How do you see the overall luxury residential real estate sector trending in 2021?
The outlook is bright. I mean, I love Atlanta, so that's pretty easy to say. But the luxury market is often tied to sensitivities in the greater economic market. And what became evident in 2020 is Atlanta's economy is robust and it is resilient. And the luxury market is not immune to what is happening in the overall market. So what we're going to see applies to the broader market certainly is applicable to luxury. Specifically, inventory is low and demand is strong. And if you look at some of the particular stats for homes a million and above, the number that sold in January 2021 was 50% higher than last year in January 2020.
Wow.
And the number of homes for sale is down 25%. So if you put those two together, it kind of boggles the mind. But what we're finding is increasing demand is coming from a few factors. People want more for their home. So for example, their home for work, their home for learning, their home for play, their home for leisure, we're home for everything these days. And when you factor these considerations, a lot of buyers are prepared to increase their investment to really get what they need to meet all of those needs. The affluent in the higher income brackets also have greater disposable income. I've heard that the savings rate has increased up to 35% over the pandemic. Think about what people would ordinarily spend on dining out or vacations or luxury cars. A lot of this is now being diverted into getting what they really want out of their home, making it more comfortable, if you will. And then, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the second home market. Safety considerations, lack of travel, a lot of those things have led to a boom in the second home market. And whether it's for vacations or for remote work, these markets are definitely experiencing great demand. And overall, with Atlanta's economic strength, and that's mainly driven by migration into the city and overall corporate investment, we continue to see high-end luxury growth for many months to come.
With all this increase in demand and the lack of supply, do you believe that the Atlanta metro area is addressing this problem sufficiently?
Well, I wish I had a magic wand, but
I don't.
Demand definitely continues to outpace supply. And traditionally, over the holidays in the winter months, the market cools, right? That's normal, modest drop in activity. But along with everything else in 2020, the housing seasonality was really out the window and certainly not the norm. In fact, that's definitely true for our company because in our fourth quarter, we saw the strongest fourth quarter in our 90-year history. There are definitely variations in the impact across different geographies, you know, microcosms within the overall metro area. But there are some universal truths, and some of those are inventory is low, demand is high, the number of homes selling is increasing, and so is the average price. And I'll give you some examples of what that might look like. If you compare 2021 of January with 2020 January last year, and you look across six core counties of Metro Atlanta, what you'll find is the number of residential homes for sale dropped 51.5%. That's unfathomable, really. The number of homes sold still increased a modest 2.4, but when you factor in the lack of limited homes on the market, that is significant. The average sold price increased, and this is really mind-boggling too, in 12 months, 16.8%. And obviously that's demand-driven, but it's pretty significant in a very short period of time. And what we would normally consider to be a typical inventory about 6 to 8 months, what we're seeing right now in the metro market is it's 1.6, less than half of what it was last year.
You know, you mentioned a bit ago that the buyer's ideas of what they want in a house has changed very much during the pandemic. Can you touch upon that a little bit more about what buyers are looking for? And what does this mean for moving forward? How long will this trend stay? Is this something that we will be seeing for the years to come?
Sure, absolutely. We recently published our Harry Norman Realtors 2021 residential forecast, and we covered a number of buyer trends that we've seen emerge over the last 12 months. And we're likely to see those carry through for the next 12 months. I'll hit on a few of those that are certainly at the top of the list. Some of them are a trade-off in adjusting location for extra features or larger homes. Far and away, I would say that's the most significant change. But certainly there have been other accompanying changes. The desire for separate spaces, more walls to facilitate separation of work, play, school, et cetera. Very interesting considering that previously open floor plan was, you know, the thing to have. Increase in multi-generational homes. So what started as a safety reaction will likely continue as people may want to keep caring for aging family members in a safe environment, in a broader environment. And of course, and this has been consistent throughout home ownership, but home ownership truly needs to be a sanctuary. And that's become even more in demand or in vogue. Buyers want more indoor space, more room for outdoor activities. So things like landscaped gardens, outdoor kitchens, gym, pool, they are all on the hot list for sure.
Obviously, this year has been an incredibly transformative one, and you just told us a lot about how real estate has transformed. But how have you personally transformed? What has the pandemic taught you about yourself?
Well, with all the downsides that come to working in a more remote environment, there are some positives. You always have to look at the glass half full. So I can now be in more than one place at a time, and that's been definitely a positive because I want to be very high touch, high visibility, and high support for our people. Early on, I recognized that for me, and honestly, I think this is true of many people in our organization, mental positivity and resiliency is key to success. So there's just a lot of things that are outside of my control, but I can control what I think about and what I focus on. And so I've made a conscious effort to focus on gratitude, positivity, inspiration, and that allows me to be the best for the people who are counting on me.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.